This is unnecessary to start with, don't you think? Don't you think this is kind of unnecessary to start with first thing on this Wednesday morning? Come into the Undertaker.
All Daniel. This is all Daniel. It is not me.
I know.
Anything planned audio-wise is all Dan today. Okay.
I don't have. That's all I got. That's really all I got.
Oh, that's all you have.
There's no special audio, you know, nothing. Okay, just letting you know.
Jeez, what a.
I have to throw a disclaimer out there because I don't want bitter Sparty tag thrown my way today.
No. It's fine. It's, you know what? I'm not even mad. If a Spartan fan said something to me today, that wouldn't even bother me. You know what bothers me more after last night's loss? What bothers me more?
Your own fan base?
Is my own fan base. That's what gets me. Listening to some of these people, I saw what a waste. Waste of time, waste of a season, waste. Didn't execute, didn't do this, didn't do that. Okay. Trust me, plenty of thoughts coming up here.
I don't think they didn't execute. They just didn't make shots.
Dude, Franz Wagner was wide open with 10 seconds left and didn't hit a piece of the hoop.
Two of your best players were 2 of 17 shooting. You're just not going to win games.
You're not going to win games like that. Like, it doesn't matter, you know, who you're talking to or anything of that nature. It's like, dude, they didn't play well. Plain and simple, they did not play well. And there's nothing that you could really do about it. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing that you can. I don't even know why that's on so loud right now over there. I'm going to try to mute that on the fly here, or I might have to turn it off.
No, we don't hear you.
You're good. Don't even hear it?
No, you're good.
Oh, perfect. Well, that works out great. TV's like on full blast right now. Just trying to get everything set up.
Kinda can hear it, but it's like not. It's nothing that we know what they're saying.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's just like some muffling in the background. You got this giant remote, but all of a sudden there's no mute button on it. It's going to be a long day. I can tell already. It's going to be a long day, and I don't know, you know, we're just getting started. But my own fan base is what I'm probably most upset about in the way that they have acted on the internet. And as you mentioned, like, look, Franz Wagner was not good last night at all, and he had a great look. And you know what? Guess what? He's a young man who played a bad game. What are you going to do? Like, the shots didn't fall. What exactly are you going to do? Welcome to the game of basketball. Like, that happens from time to time. There's no way, as a one seed, you lose to an 11. Well, I'm sorry. I've seen one seeds lose to 16s before. It's basketball. It happens. Turnovers are going to happen. Shots aren't going to fall. Johnny Zhuzhang is going to come out and shoot the lights out in the first half. Like, dude, what are you going to do? Welcome to basketball. Like, sorry you're new to the whole sports thing, and you just thought that your team won every game and looked great doing it. Like, it was the worst game Michigan's played all season in the biggest moment, okay? I didn't think that they took on the personality of the coach last night. He seemed okay. He seemed fine. They were outcoached. Well, we'll get into, you know, the baseline play. Why would you have a 7-footer inbound the ball? Maybe the kid's a great passer, and he's 7'1", so he's taller than everybody. Like, you know that they're not going to give you any sort of tip-in at the hoop. Like, they're not going to give you that. They're going to line three guys up across the key. You're not getting any sort of tip dunk. So this complaint over why Hunter Dickinson would be inbounding the ball. But by the time he takes the ball and raises his arm, he's almost 10 feet tall anyways. So he's got good angles to pass everywhere. And he's smart. Like, okay, so there you go. There you have it. We have a lot to get to today. Between that game last night, 51-49 is your final score. 51-49. My freshman team scored more points than either of those teams. It was an ugly game. Johnny Zhuzhang hit everything.
Ugly.
Nobody else made a damn thing all night.
It was, yeah, that's pretty much the story.
Well, for a while, it was Zhuzhang versus Johns. They were trading buckets for like 6 minutes straight.
Brandon Johns Jr., my goodness, what a game. Well, how about that steal early? When it was 2-0, I was like, there we go. Let's go. Turn it up. 2-0. Here we go. Pound your chest. 2-0. I'm telling you. Then, you know, afterwards, we'd have to do the our Michigan basketball recap for the network. And then I couldn't go to sleep. So I didn't go to the game, for those that were wondering that listened yesterday. I decided that I could just watch it from home. That turned out to be a much better idea. Although I don't even know because I woke up late as hell today.
We all woke up. We achieved something today.
That's right. And we are 3 for 3 from the bed. And this is, well, you're 2 for 2, but we are 3 for 3 for getting out of the bed. And this is good. This is very good. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now here in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Huge news, and plenty to go on this as well. Number one, the NFL is expecting full stadiums for 2021, according to Roger Goodell. I mean, that's all we can hope for, right? We would all expect that for 2021. Odds of it happening, I have no idea. We're still fighting this thing. Now we got the B117 strand and the B321 or whatever the hell the other one is from South Africa. It doesn't look good. NFL owners are approving a 17-game season beginning this year. That's right, 2021. Everybody got an extra game. NFC teams are traveling to AFC teams. The Detroit Lions will head to Mile High. That is confirmed. They will take on the Denver Broncos in Week 17. Houston Texans general manager said the lawsuits filed against Deshaun Watson are, quote, certainly troubling, and then went on to say that even if they were going to deal him right now, that those off-the-field issues go ahead and make things a little bit more difficult. You think? Justin Fields had his pro day yesterday. I saw a lot of comparisons, like a lot of the use the same energy you did over Zach Wilson over this pass over here. Justin Fields is the superior quarterback. He is. Like, the fact that people are talking about Trey Lance and Zach Wilson and Mac Jones. Now, Mac Jones played for a winner. He played in big-time ball games. He played big-time football. They won games. Also, he's had, what, 3 great receivers, like, every day he's been on campus, so that always helps as well. Justin Fields transfers in from Georgia to Ohio State. They don't miss a beat there at OSU. He is the real deal. He can throw the football. You know, oh, he ran a 4.43. He's so fast. Dude, I watched him chase down his own running back and throw a block at the 5-yard line. Like, yeah, the dude can run, and he can sling it. And he looked good in his pro day. And he's better than Trey Lance and Zach Wilson, but nobody wants to talk about him, and I don't know why. Like, tell me, in what universe are you more hyped up over a quarterback out of North Dakota than you are out of Ohio State? Well, Ohio State doesn't produce good quarterbacks. Sure, they haven't translated well. I'm not here defending the Buckeye quarterbacks. But because Art Schleister wasn't a great NFL quarterback, because Dwayne Haskins wasn't a good quarterback, or you know, hell, anybody, Cardale Jones or Troy Smith or whomever, that they have nothing to do with Justin Fields. They're all their own individual players, like zero.
And as I've brought up before, what school is a good quarterback school?
Purdue. Purdue had 3 starters in 1 week in the NFL within the last decade.
So did Michigan State, technically, but.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right.
I do. I saw the graphic. QBU.
Like, there's not really a school where it's like, yup, they produce quarterbacks.
Yeah, they either work or they don't. You find out relatively quick. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's preposterous to me, like, how good Justin Fields was. Well, the Big Ten doesn't play anybody. Like, okay. All right, yeah, Alabama doesn't play too many folks either outside of Florida. LSU was good for a season. Auburn kind of fluctuates, much like my weight. You know, stuff like that. The Utah Jazz charter flight was forced to make an emergency landing after striking a flock of birds. Did you see the photos from that plane, by the way? Would they hit a pterodactyl? Good God.
Birds, for some, I don't
birds.
Know.
Birds. It's like hitting bricks.
There's no, right. Aren't they just like, they can't weigh more than like 6 ounces. And then they just destroy planes and stuff.
Tell me you saw the video of the woman giving the pigeon CPR. Floating around the internet. Yeah. Oh, hilarious. All right, Andre Drummond's going to start at center for his L.A. Lakers debut tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. Everybody thinks Andre Drummond all of a sudden is like some sort of Hall of Fame caliber center. That's what we have for your headlines. Russell Westbrook's mad at Stephen A. Smith. We'll step aside back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
It's time to play ball with BetMGM. Get $1 in free bets for every home run hit on opening day when you wager $25 on any Major League Baseball game on opening day. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Don't miss your chance to rack up free bets with every single homer on April 1st. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com for the most exciting action of the new Major League Baseball season. You'll also get instant access to the most innovative parlay selection features. And baseball's got a ton, you know that. Live betting options, tons of player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Feel the thrills of opening day by scoring $1 in free bets for every homer when you wager $25 on any MLB game on April 1st. Even if your baseball wager strikes out, you'll still win every time someone knocks it out of the park on opening day, thanks to BetMGM. Swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan and Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming to you from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. I should have done all this in the first segment. We went right down the cliff, segment number one. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000 to share your thoughts. Sports radio to 21,000. Meijer Supercenter guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We are on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well, on Comcast Channel 900 and on a Buckeye Cable Sports Network. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I am Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. That's how you find us all on Twitter. And we welcome you back for our Elite Eight NCAA tournament recap. And the tournament took a bit of a turn for the worse, if you will. And that is the fact that Michigan is out. And so the rooting interest for myself, along with many others, is now changed, right? Everything is a little bit different. It's a little bit different. The games don't, it doesn't matter to me now who wins. I have no dog in the fight. You know, if UCLA goes on to play Gonzaga on Saturday, you know, 8:34 tip off on CBS, the first game will be, you know, number two Houston.
You're telling me you wouldn't, Baylor. You wouldn't want to see, though, UCLA go all the way. Come on now.
No. Hey, you know what? To be honest with me, I'm not like that. It doesn't matter to me, to be honest with you. It really doesn't.
I mean, I know it's rude to ask you at this moment, but what would you like the outcome to be for this tournament? Do you want to see Gonzaga?
They just stop playing it, and everyone's like, yeah, it's over. Whatever.
No, they've stopped COVID testing. Per Kim Mulkey's request.
I mean, whatever. Whatever they want to do. To me, like, that's it. Like, okay, now it's just another sporting event for me. And there is this video I'd call him a friend of mine, a social media friend of mine. We've never met in person. I don't even know what the person looks like. I know that we, you know, he's been around my neighborhood to gamble before, you know, because he hit me up one time on the way to the casino via Twitter, like, hey, I don't even know if he's married. He made me assume that he was, like, he and his wife were going, but he goes by the name of at LG Hale, a Michigan Wolverines fan who actually lives south of the Michigan border, behind enemy lines. And he's got this video, and it's like life as a Michigan fan. And it's like, it's all of these different video clips about like the ball bouncing around the rim, but not going in, like a pool ball, like the eight ball, you know, hitting and rimming out of the corner while the cue ball goes into another pocket for a scratch, or like you're making a sandwich and, you know, the piece of bread falls on the floor after you've already put, like, the jelly or the peanut butter on it. You know, like, little things like that. It's like life or...
Ball rims out at golf.
Golf, yes. And all these different... The concession stand, like, the snack gets stuck against the...
The ringing 10 pin in bowling.
The ringing 10, thank you. Oh, I hate that. It's the worst. The and I thought about that video yesterday with about 90 seconds left in the game. And then all of a sudden I saw on Twitter that he was like, man, it never fails. And I was like, I swear to God, I was just thinking about this. And I did. Like that last night, I saw a lot of overreaction. I saw a lot of chaos. I saw a fan base that, I mean, Twitter can be a useful place. You can go back and get information there. You can keep updated. You know, I read Twitter like the morning newspaper. Like that's what I do. I try not to follow too many idiots on Twitter. I try to follow people in the sports world because that's what I'm using Twitter for. And I might get some world news every once in a while, but you know, I do the world news off of the Twitter search. I mean, there's a few news stations that I follow. Like I follow Fox 2 and I follow Channel 7 WXYZ and I follow, you know, WDIV, like, you know, like the TV stations and whatnot, see what's going on in the area. But that's my morning sports section is Twitter. And sometimes I click on things just to see what people are saying. And the way that the Michigan fans, I'll use air quotes there, are responding and reacting to this loss, to me, is probably the most disheartening thing about all of it. There is just a severe lack of understanding of what it's like to play at that level, because let's face it, most of the people on Twitter have never played at that level. And if you're going to, you know, have a game in which you miss a whole bunch of shots, you hope it's earlier in the season and not in the biggest night. But that's what it is. And it was in the Elite Eight. And these things happen. And that's basketball. And I don't think that you condemn a kid for not making a shot at the end of a game. You know, Franz will live with this for the rest of his life. For the rest of his life. Think about that. He will live with this performance from last night. I'm not mad at him. Like, it is what it is. You met a bad night. That's okay. If you wouldn't have been playing all season, wouldn't have been a one seed. Probably wouldn't have been there. More on the game, that game individually coming up. But number two, Houston topped Oregon State to punch their ticket. They did that Monday. Number one, Baylor beat Arkansas. They punched their ticket. So our final four is set after UCLA advances past Michigan 51-49. And Gonzaga took on USC in game number one, a snooze fest. My goodness, 85-66. The Zags just pounded USC, and you know the NCAA got they allowed us to watch that. That's what happened. That's what happened. The Mobley brothers, by the way, they had 19 and 17 points. Between Isaiah and Evan. Evan Mobley is the player that many Pistons fans are excited about, and that's fine. But that Timmy kid from Gonzaga, boy, he was taking him to the...
He's frustrating.
Yeah. Timmy, he's like, you know, I was a little bit more upset with Evan Mobley's defense. Drew Timmy, who went 10 of 19 from the floor, scored 23 points, grabbed 5 rebounds, had 4 assists, had 3 steals. You know, just completely outplayed him.
Well, they just... I don't know... Gonzaga, man, they just move the ball. They move the ball, and they let Timmy, like, while they're slinging it around the arc, he gets up to the elbow just takes the pass, and then it's two steps and a dunk. He seemed like he did that four or five times yesterday.
If he showed up at a rest area, would you not believe he's a trucker? Like, would you not believe? And it's like, yo, this guy's got game. He's the guy that goes to the YMCA and just drops 50 on everybody. And you're like, oh, man. Like, who is this big guy that can play, that can do it all? Like, why can he play so well? He didn't look like he can play. He's shocking LA fitnesses around the country when he shows up. It's like the Brian Scalabrine video where, you know, he just takes on random guys. And it's like, yeah.
Scalabrine got challenged.
Well, it happens all the time, but he did that video series where he would walk up to parks and just bury people.
Yeah,
and
but he got challenged a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you saw it.
The one where they're indoors in the gym?
Yeah. It's like a high school kid.
Yeah. A lot of jab steps, like, here's a three in your eye. Like, you're not going to stop me. So, and that's crazy to think about. Like, yeah, you can challenge me. You can get all up in my face, and I'm still going to make every shot I take. Like, you're going to look like Johnny Zhuzhang. That's what you're going to look like. But Gonzaga put on an absolute clinic against USC. It blew the doors off them. We all were forced to watch it. Now, Gonzaga, as the number one overall seed in the tournament, is it true that they got to pick the time in which they played? I don't know if that's true. I saw that circling internet circles as the, you know, whoever the highest seed gets to pick the time. I didn't think that that's the way but I was like, huh, that's interesting. No wonder Gonzaga went early. I would have done the same thing if I were them. Michigan playing when they did, like I said, I wasn't complaining that they were in the Elite Eight. I just didn't understand, like, why that would even be a thought. But I get that you got to have the Michigan dollar behind it. You want Michigan fans to tune in to game number one to wait for their game. You want
all
that?
I mean, USC has money. USC's got to have at least as much money as Michigan. It's the same. Dude, come on. USC is I have never been to their campus, but I imagine it's pretty great.
You're to challenge the Michigan alumni fan base financially. So that's you're asking a lot there. You're asking a lot. That's a pretty well off alumni base right there. I mean, we're slapping names on coaches' titles. Like, they're not the Michigan Wolverines brought to you by United Wholesale Mortgage. They're just, oh, this family's head coach. The Kaplan family head coach. Like,
USC was also part of the biggest college admissions scandal known to date, where people are paying dudes millions of dollars to get their kid in.
I'm not saying they don't have cheddar, but I don't know on a Tuesday at 4 o'clock if they're going to be like, oh, I have to watch the basketball game. If you would have told me Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush are running back out there, yeah. The Coliseum, like, yeah. Funny to see USC and Michigan both in the Elite Eight in basketball, but can't sniff any sort of Elite Eight anything in football. It's wild because it wasn't that long ago. I mean, I guess it was 13 years ago when they met in the Rose Bowl. But it was it feels like an eternity from that 05 USC team, doesn't it? An eternity since Reggie Bush won the Heisman.
They are 21. Michigan is 9. In endowments.
Oh, okay. Wow, 6:29. We got to hit the break. What are we doing here? We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this year on the Michigan Sports Network. Hey, it's Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros, and now I know that your bracket is busted, and I know that Dan and I are number one and number two in our bracket challenge, but that's okay. Throw your bracket out the window. TwinSpires Sportsbook has an offer just for you. Now with TwinSpires Primetime Play of the Week, you can double your money if any team hits a three-pointer this weekend. Sign up now with TwinSpires Sportsbook with the promo code PRIMETIME and get exclusive plus 100 odds on any team to make a three-pointer this Saturday in the men's semifinals. With only four teams left dancing, now is the time to get in on the action. Any team makes a shot from downtown and you'll go home a winner. Then you can ride that momentum into Monday's championship game or into Augusta next week for golf's greatest event. TwinSpires Sportsbook. Download the app today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Offer valid for new players only up to a maximum bet of $25. Must be 21 years of age and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddie's Foundation at #PopTheTap. At FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com. or email freddythepizzaman@gmail.com.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen and Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming to you from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Kahalen is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. I am Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Game one, how about the referee going down on the floor in game number one, early stages of that ball game, too? Just ran down the court. He was on the baseline, and the next thing you know, he just collapsed on the baseline.
And he looked like he was just like stiff laying on the ground there. It looked very bad for
very
a second
concerned.
There.
And the
but he didn't even go to the hospital.
No, he stayed, I guess, yeah.
They just sent him back to his hotel room.
And, you know, the vitals were good. It seems kind of crazy to me, but, I mean, you have medical personnel there. But, I mean, I would have wanted to go to the hospital to figure out, you know, the play, the previous USC possession before that, he is staggering up at the top left-hand corner of the screen. Actually, you know, so when it happens, I stayed at home, right? I stayed at home. I didn't go to the game last night. I said, I'm not making that drive to sit, you know, in the boonies to watch this. Like, I need to be able to rewind if necessary and things of that nature. So what happened, and I was like, well, I don't, you know, this is newsworthy, so I'm gonna snag this and throw it on Twitter. So then I, you know, went back to the previous possession, and he's just staggering around. Poor guy looked like he was going to fall over then, and, you know, the medical staffs and training staffs are right there. Very scary moment. Kind of make you realize that, yeah, it is a game and means a lot to a lot of people. But at the same time, like, you know, there are real life things that are happening. All right, now for the big one. Here we go, the Michigan-UCLA recap. Let's first off hear from head coach Juwan Howard after last night's disappointing loss, 51-49, to the hands of the 11-seeded UCLA Bruins.
A great run this year for this team, for the staff. Very disappointing loss to end our season this way. I give a lot of credit to the UCLA Bruins, the head coach, players, for, you know, fighting hard to earn a victory to advance to the Final Four. It's very disappointing for our guys, working extremely hard this year, coming down to, you know, one possession. And that's how it goes sometimes. In a game of basketball, there's one or two possessions that can really either help you or hurt you. And for us, we came up short. But I'm so proud of this group and how they competed all season long, during some very difficult times. It's a very challenging year. But at the end of the day, we all need to walk out of this building with our head up, with nothing but humility, gratitude, and dignity.
I mean, I like it. Good message. You could tell that, obviously, you know, he's somebody who's been through this as a player at the highest level and at the collegiate level. So if there's someone that is able to be there to help, you know, kind of console, because I can't even imagine what that locker room was like afterwards. That had to just be awful.
Yeah, it's one thing to play well and kind of, you know, lose on a, you know, just lose playing hard and playing well. And let's face it, Michigan just, they just didn't have it yesterday.
They did not have it, man. Nothing about that game outside of Brandon Johns. He was nice. You know, 4 for 5 from the field, 8 points in 30 minutes, did some really good things. Had a huge block in the late stages, had that early steal and layup. You know, Mike Smith found him on a baseline cut that was crazy. Couldn't even believe Mike Smith made the pass. He was a highlight. Hunter Dickinson, the freshman, had 11 points, only had 2 rebounds. You know, I thought that UCLA did a really good job on the glass because I always, and even though Michigan out-rebounded him by 10, I always expect Michigan to get every rebound ever. And there were some offensive opportunities, some second chance points opportunities that UCLA had that I just didn't think so. And it wasn't like anybody did anything special from UCLA outside of Johnny Juzang. Like that's who Brian was like, watch out for this guy. And he was 11 of 19 from the field. He was 2 of 5 from 3. Guy hit some great shots early. He was 4 of 5 from the stripe. He rolled his ankle. He had 28 points. Like, if they could have stopped him at all, they win that ball game. But the offense looked absolutely terrible. Like, they didn't look good. And what are you going to do, man? Like, that's the other thing. It's, you know, people are like, oh, you know, Mick Cronin out-coached Juwan Howard. You think Juwan Howard told Franz go 1 for 10 from the field and, oh, yeah, Mike, you go 1 for 7. That's 2 of 17.
Right. And there's
5 turnovers.
There were shots in that game where it's like they've made these shots all year. Franz wide open 3. He hits that, you know, 9 out of 10 times when he's that wide open. Eli Brooks with the putback right at the end off the air ball. He makes that in the he's made that in the regular season. Like, those breaks have gone Michigan's way the entire year. And last
Mike
night,
Smith, right, transition 3, like, right, could have went to the basket.
Last night, just those breaks weren't falling for Michigan. This is, I mean, I said this in one of the breaks when Jaquez missed that corner 3 with 20 seconds left. I was like, all right, Michigan's winning.
Yeah, it felt like that was dagger time for UCLA, and I was like, okay.
Like, that was a great play that Mick Cronin called up. He's like, we're going for the dagger. We're going a little early on the clock for it. But, like, they went for it, and they did exactly what, you know, Juzang drives. They collapse to him. He kicks it out to a corner 3. It goes off back iron.
It was a great play, and Michigan got the ball. Had an opportunity, whether it was either one of Franz's miss, like down 2, the way that they shot the ball from distance, I don't think that they needed a 3. If you could have got to the rim, you know, maybe have an opportunity to get something in the paint, maybe have an opportunity to finish a putback, or maybe you missed that too because you missed a ton of those bunnies. To me, it's interesting when people say layup or bunny, you assume that it's like a wide open layup. Like, these are contested shots in the paint, folks. There are people around that are trying to block that shot. They're swiping at you. They're leaning on you. They're making contact with you. Like, this isn't just grab the ball and put it right back. Like, nobody's going to allow you to do that. And even when there were opportunities just to grab the ball and put it right back, those didn't even fall. It wasn't Michigan's night. I'm not going to lose a whole – I mean, I did lose some sleep last night. But I'm not going to lose a whole lot of sleep, you know, moving forward here. Because one guy played well for UCLA. You know, Franz Wagner going 1 of 10 from the field was disappointing. Johnny Juzang getting the buckets that he got against that defense was even more. Like, against Sean D, against Eli. You know, Franz defensively, he just didn't have a good game. And I feel bad for him because he'll never be able to shake that. You know, it doesn't matter that, like, people will always remind and remember this game from Franz Wagner. And that's the part that bothers me maybe the most about all of this, is that from a fan base standpoint, it's either you win it all or you suck. And there's not a whole lot of in between.
Right.
And I think that disillusion that everybody has to be perfect and you have to win everything every time. Like, you people should know better. And watching that game and then watching the events unfold on social media, you know, I know that every college right now is talking about branding, right? There was something that came out the other day that said, you know, 9 of the top 18 players or 9 of the top 11 players or whatever the stat said of the most followed people during the Elite Eight, 9 of those people are women. They're playing in the women's tournament, most followed on social media. Instagram and TikTok, I think, were the other big ones. I don't even know where they picked off their followers from. I can tell you this much, though. I know this. I know that women have more followers than men on social media. Like, it only makes sense. There's a reason we all know who Morgan Reed is from Duke. No, have either one of you ever watched a minute of Duke soccer, women's soccer?
I don't even know if I've watched a minute of college soccer.
Well, there you have it. Dan? Have you watched a single second of Duke soccer?
No.
Do you know who Morgan Reed is?
Yes.
Grayson Allen's girlfriend, who played soccer at Duke. The internet knows who she is because she's a knockout. That's why. Plain and simple. Like, we know because she is stunning. She's physically stunning. It's a soccer player. Like, I hope that. And the reason I bring this up is because there's an ugly side to all of this branding. There's an ugly side to social media. There's an ugly side to the world where people who are absolutely miserable. And so all these colleges are out here like, oh, create your own brand, build your own brand. You got to have a Twitter and an Instagram and TikTok. And
remember
Facebook
it was the opposite? Remember like...
Yes. Like
I don't know, 2013?
It wasn't that long ago. We're not having a Twitter. Delete that. Block it. I would tell my team, like, dude, what do you worry? Like, if you're good enough, your brand is going to be fine. Like, do you think anybody's going to be worried about the brand of some kid that played basketball at Eastern Michigan? No. Sorry. Not there. You go to Ann Arbor. If Eli Brooks doesn't have a Twitter, guess what? I'm sure his brand is going to be just fine without a Twitter.
Oh, no. Right. And if you don't think the players don't see it, their families don't see it,
they see it all.
Like, I tweet out about players, but more information stuff. Their moms are liking my tweets. Their parents are searching their names on Twitter. Like, there was one when Northwestern beat Michigan State earlier in the year. Boo Booey went off. He's the cousin of Taylor Battle, who played at Penn State. And I think I tweeted out, goes, I'm just sick of this family and the way they just beat Michigan State. It was like his mom or sister responded to the tweet. He goes, yeah, I'm sick of them too. Like, they find the tweets. Shakur Brown, cornerback at Michigan State. His mom finds the tweets.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, their family members see what you're saying about them.
Oh, they see it. And they interact. Same, like, you know, say I had a there was a Kayla Robbins' father played football at Michigan State. His daughter goes on to play basketball at Michigan. He's in my DMs. That's it. Like, and you know, I'm a pretty positive person. I don't say much about much unless something's really crazy. But no, it's a they definitely find it. Freddie is on hold this morning. Man, can't wait for this one. Good morning, Freddie. How are you? Happy Wednesday. It's hump day.
Now, that's not fair, Anthony. I called to console you. I felt terrible. I'm a little disappointed.
I don't believe you.
No, I mean, I really mean, first of all, you know me. I didn't even watch the game. I haven't watched 1 second of it. So
how are you going to watch it? It didn't start till damn near midnight.
Yeah, exactly. I usually go to bed at 8:39, especially yesterday after golfing and 100 mile per hour wind.
I saw that. I'm like, this guy's crazy. Like, what are you doing out there?
I know. What are you going to do? You can't plan for weather. So you can't plan for last second shots that I hit, you know, and miss and all that stuff. You just can't plan for that kind of stuff. But I, I don't have any comment on the game. But, you know, it's funny. If we have time, I want to ask you about the NFL, too. But I'm like you with on Twitter. You know, I don't really go through all that. I don't even know what you call them, but I don't even go through the Twitter feed. I usually just check my stuff or I search out for stuff, you know. But I woke up this morning about 4 o'clock and I wanted to see if Michigan won or lost. And I saw people writing, he's the guy whoever missed it was a choke artist and he should should be ashamed of something. I'm like, this is why Twitter's terrible, man. I'm like, I mean, I was kind of shocked by it, especially by Michigan fans. You know, I thought they would, you know, make more of an excuse about losing to an 11 seed than their own player, you know, missing a shot. But I'm surprised by Anthony. I gotta be honest with you. Will you?
Oh yeah, you should see it after a football game.
Well, yeah,
it's the most miserable place on the planet. Yeah,
in for football.
It is?
Isn't it? Well, I mean, because...
No, they're just as miserable.
Yeah, but they came in with more expectations with Jim Harbaugh than they did with Juwan Howard. So no one was expecting this this year. So they should be happy. It's like icing on the cake. What are they complaining about? You know, you can't win it all.
In year number two to win an Elite Eight and then to say that your coach was out-coached and Juwan Howard doesn't know what he's doing. Going back to the Juwan Howard doesn't know what he's doing. You think some idiot on Twitter at 12:30 in the morning knows more about the game of basketball than Juwan Howard, Phil Martelli, Howard Eisley, and Saadi Washington? You're telling me that this knucklehead on Twitter knows more about the game of hoop than those four guys? That like the play that they drew for Hunter Dickinson to inbound the ball, getting second guessed by a bunch of guys that have never done diddly squat is perplexing to me. I saw a quote unquote media member talking about what a waste of time, a waste of a season. And I'm like, how is this a waste of time or a waste of a season? Like, you do know there is football season. Like, you want a waste of time? There you go. I'll give you a waste of time. Like, go ahead and travel to Ann Arbor if you want a waste of time in the fall. Go ahead and travel to Detroit if you want a waste of time and a waste of a season. You're not winning a title. This team at least had the opportunity. They got to the dance. They survived and advanced a few rounds. Like, they got to the Elite Eight. When's the last time Michigan football was mentioned in the top eight programs at the end of the year? Or when was the last time the Detroit Lions were in the top eight programs of the National Football League? Like, you want a waste? Watching the Detroit Tigers win 43 games in a season, that's a waste. This wasn't a waste.
Danny, can we say that as a drop? I love it. I love it. Man, I'm glad I called today. You know, I think knowing the Michigan fan the way I know them, I think they're more butthurt that they lost to an 11 seed and they lost to a team that Michigan State pretty much had won to go into this tournament. So I think that's probably their biggest issue. But on the NFL, I wanted to ask you, now, the 17 games and stuff, you know, they kind of changed the rules about 5, 6, 7 years ago that they would end the season with a division opponent to kind of make it the game more,
they were trying to backload the season with divisional games to make them all mean something in the playoff chase,
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, to mean something. Now they're going to end it with Denver. Why they did that? Or
there's a formula to it. So the way that they want to do it is this year the NFC is going to travel to the AFC and you're going to play a team with a similar record from that league. So I think that the fact that they're adding it in week 17, like you had to, and maybe it's because I mean the other games are out, I don't know why they did it this way because it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You know, why not take that week 17 game and make it week 5? So you could still, if you're Detroit, you could still end with Minnesota, Green Bay, or Chicago or somebody like that. Instead, you're going to make them play a week. Like, imagine the Broncos and the Lions at this point of the season are both like 5-11. Like, how insufferable will week 17 be at Denver? Mile High Stadium? Are you kidding me? Like, yo, when I go, I'll tell you where I'm not going. That game right there. No, sir. Nope. Well, but it will be fun to see an AFC and an NFC team with really good records meet each other. But I think that's what we're kind of hoping for the Super Bowl as well. So it's very perplexing.
Well, two things. I know you're up against it. I know the Super Bowl got pushed up a week. Well, what's that do for the Daytona 500? And usually they're after the Super Bowl. And wouldn't it have been nice to see the Rams and the Lions week 17 going for the division win? That would have been sweet. You know the Lions would have won that game. I'll see you, buddy.
All right, Freddie, we'll see you. We're going to get into the NFL making a severe adjustment to the schedule after 43 years. We'll get into that coming up in hour number 2 right here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
It's time to play ball with BetMGM. Get $1 in free bets for every home run hit on opening day when you wager $25 on any Major League Baseball game on opening day. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Don't miss your chance to rack up free bets with every single homer on April 1st. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com for the most exciting action of the new Major League Baseball season. You'll also get instant access to the most innovative parlay selection features. And baseball's got a ton, you know that. Live betting options, tons of player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Feel the thrills of opening day by scoring $1 in free bets for every homer when you wager $25 on any MLB game on April 1st. Even if your baseball wager strikes out, you'll still win every time someone knocks it out of the park on opening day, thanks to BetMGM. Swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Cornack. Now, he heads up the Eisenhower Center, America's leader when it comes to traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Now, they've partnered with Selfridge Air Force Base on the east side of the state in Harrison Township, just north of the Detroit metro area. And they do have a Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, and they're looking to expand it. So they're going to need philanthropists listening right now across the state who can step up and help our veterans get back to living the lives they deserve to lead. So what you can do, if you have the means to step up and help the Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, which is part of the Eisenhower Center program, just go to EisenhowerCenter.com. And then you'll find a way to get a message to John Cornack, who heads up the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.